Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. Okay, we're live. Yay, what's up? Hey guys, so it is the day before the supermoon, the strawberry supermoon. I don't really know all the ins and outs of astrology and moon phases, but I do know that there is obviously going to be an effect on how our body and the feminine itself experiences these cycles. Our own body cycle is oftentimes synced up with the moon, and how, depending on the stage of life that we're in, if we're maybe more of like an inward stage or an outward stage of life, you may be more in sync with the new moon or the full moon. So I have a surface level knowledge. I'm not going to claim to be an astrologist. But there is obviously an intensity of what's happening right now. I myself am on my bleed right now during the full moon, and it's been like more intense, most heavy, more extended than it feels like in the past. So I can definitely sense that there's a lot of purge, release, and a lot in this moment of dissociated confusion. Like, what do I want to do next? What do I feel called towards? And the full moon will oftentimes bring about some of this inner questioning, re-guiding our inner compass. But specifically right now, so we're halfway through the year. We're in the midst of a full moon, which is officially tomorrow, but you can definitely feel the power of it within 3 days before and after. And I've definitely woke up this morning in my feels, like, confused. What I want to do? How do I want to start my day? Mondays, I always feel like there's this energy of productivity, go mode, like you want to get going. But this morning I had no idea how I wanted to proceed with my day. That was a bit of the start of that energy. And it's really easy to, one, just kind of bypass some feelings with whatever is going on in the moon cycle. Like, okay, well, this is what's going on in the moon or the solstice or the eclipse. All of these things are happening, so that's why I'm feeling this way. And we can kind of skirt around what really is going on when we just assume that it's because of our planets that we're feeling a certain way. They absolutely have an effect. But there's always something going on. There's always some challenge, some layer of either hardship or growth, opportunity, all of that is embedded in just the existence of this human life. And something I feel like that has been a really common theme, a lesson that's come up for me recently, and usually when things show up for me, I assume that that's the message that needs to be shared. But I feel like for so long, I've been in this position or this relationship to my challenges. It's like, okay, I got to get through them. I got to get to the other side of it. I got to process this, come up with the answer, figure it out, solve it, change it, move on, get to the next level. And there's so many things wrong with that that I don't think that I was fully aware of until more recently, in how I relate to the things that are happening. One is that there really is no other side. And this is something that I feel like I've definitely have felt, and it's actually become more obvious recently as I've softened into that experience, how your nervous system holds this tension of waiting to, is it over? Like, is it over now? Can I breathe now? Am I on the other side of it yet? Is it okay to look? Is it okay to move and take action yet? And so my common response very oftentimes can be a freeze response. Freeze and flight, that's probably my two most common trauma responses. Either I completely get locked up and I don't know what to do, and I'm trying to figure out how to even process what's next, or I want to avoid altogether and I want to have nothing to do. I want to pretend like it didn't happen, delete it from my memory. So these are two common trauma responses for me. If you're a flight person, or excuse me, a fight person, there's oftentimes this overcompensating energy to do, to stay occupied, to continue to bring back the things that you might have done in the past, that worked in the past. So it's just this need to fight back and to make some sort of action, whether or not it's actually in direct response in this intuitive alignment with what's happening. It's just like a doing altogether. That's also very common as well. All three are very, very common, and you might respond differently in different situations. But what I've noticed is when I'm in this flight or freeze response, if I'm in either of those states, it can be elongated. You can stay stuck in that state of being if there's this attachment to getting to the other side of it. It's like, I just want this to be over. I want this challenge to be over with. And it actually elongates the trauma response when you're wishing for it to be gone, when you're wishing to be on the other end. And something I've just kind of like been in practice of more recently, like, this is just my shit. This is just my current shit. This is the shit that I am given in this moment, the shit that I chose right now. This is my shit. And if I can own that this is just the experience that I have, this is part of the hardship that I've accepted in this life to reach another level, that this is a gateway to my higher self, that this is actually going to bring me closer to spirit in a way that I would not have been able to by simply a stream of successes. I needed this hardship, this challenge, to get there. And if I can just be with that, rather than having to fix it, wishing it to go away, or wishing it to be anything other than what it is, if it simply just is, this is just the shit that I'm currently dealing with right now. And that's just that. This is what I'm carrying in this life, in this moment. This is the season that I'm in. Actually, it sounds, a part of that can sound a bit like, oh, I'm just settling and accepting what is, but it's actually incredibly empowering. When you're no longer against the shit, when you're no longer fighting with it or running away from it, you're simply just with it, not trying to make it go away, not trying to wish it would disappear or be anything other than what it is. It dissolves naturally. And this is just the experience of the feminine itself, is that she doesn't do incessantly just to produce. She only does when it comes from a place of truth, love, and the fullness of herself. And so when we act from that place, that's when we actually can move through whatever it is that we're in experience with, whatever has shown up in front of us. But it's the addiction to acting. It's like, okay, I need to move. I need to do something about what's shown up in front of me. That elongates the experience of what we're having. So that's an intention that I've been having, and it's been worked out really beautifully. It's to simply just accept that this is the experience and the challenge that I'm in. That at no point in life am I free of challenge. That I came into this human experience with this thirst for challenge. That I would be bored. I would be lacking stimulation. I would be lacking aliveness if I didn't have this challenge. And in this season, this is just the current challenge that I'm in. And when it's over, to be quite honest, something else will arrive. I'm not afraid of that something else. I'm not holding my breath. How much longer is it good till everything falls apart? There is this knowing that there will be another challenge that comes through. And Eckhart Tolle talks about in A New Earth, this part of the book where I don't remember who the story was specifically, but he, literally my favorite book ever, and I've read it a million times, but anyways, something is going wrong. I forgot one of the stories it was, but there was consistently a lot of things were going downhill, and with this man, it's like, okay, well, did you hear about this news? Now this is happening. And then this, then it adds on to like another layer of shit goes wrong. And then it gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse. And with every like advancement of the challenge, with every, with it, as much as the challenge increases, the response is always, ah, is that so? And there's no, is it good? It's getting worse or it's getting better. You're not evaluating what's happening with your challenge or with your problem. It just simply is what it is. And knowing that you are fully equipped for the level of challenge that you're experiencing in this moment. That you would not have received that challenge if you were not ready for what you're facing. So it shows up as we evolve. And as life progresses, we don't necessarily get thrown onto like necessarily new challenges, but they often come with a more advanced version of things that we've already been through. It just becomes like on hard mode. And so that shows up consistently, and the challenge is not necessarily, or the human experience is not necessarily to rid ourselves from challenges, to be free of these hardships and just to be in the state of ultimate bliss, because it's impossible to stay in that state of being 100% of the time. But how quickly we're able to convert the experiences that we're having, to be able to stay with whatever shows up, to not judge the experience of being too hard, unfair, not ours, whatever. How soon can we neutralize whatever it is that's happening, and then turn that into an opportunity for us to go back to pleasure, just to go back to being in the experience of whatever's here for us. The other day, one of my cousins texted me like, "Eliah, like you are just like glowing more than usual recently." And it was so funny. I texted her back like, "Yeah, well, you know, I just had a pretty good cry this morning." And it's like that post-cry glow that shows up, which is so true. And you're not just glowing when your life is just euphoric and everything's going well. Like, you're also crying when shit's happening. Or excuse me, glowing when shit is happening. Because if you can find a level of yourself, you can actually crack open a deeper part of you. There is a glow that comes within that as well. And it's crazy how people can see that part of you. Okay, they can see you on the other end of it. And it's not just when everything is going beautifully. They can see the glow, even amidst the messiness and all the shit that's going on behind the scenes that nobody knows. The glow can still be felt. And I've actually always found this, that oftentimes in the moments in my life where I've met somebody, a partner or individual who's actually, I've had a really deep connection with, it's been right after, or maybe even like that day, if I had like an intense cry or a moment of vulnerability or something that actually felt like broke me open, and I felt that and I dealt with that, the ish that showed up in that moment, something beautiful always shows up immediately after. And it's for two reasons, in my opinion. One is that the vulnerability that you have immediately after something that kind of tears you apart, experience of life opens you up, and it just takes you to this like this raw vulnerability, where the type of cry where like you just like, oh, I don't even want to, I'm done, like I don't have anything more to effort into this, like I just have surrendered, this is what it is, and I just feel vulnerable right now. Or you are on the other end of a cry where you've just let it all out, and you're no longer actually carrying this armor of trying to be strong. You're not acting strong or trying to hold this armor around yourself. You've actually just let that go. And you come to this more authentic place of strength. So those are the two things. Either you just are so vulnerable and you just have nothing more left to put on a front, or you've actually let go of the imposter strength. And there's like this authentic sense of like, yeah, of course I fucking got this. Like, done it a million times before. Why would I not be able to do it this time? So either of those places are actually extremely powerful. And we are incredibly attractive of true love, authentic connection, beautiful opportunities, places of service right after those moments. And all these moments are coming from our our shit, the things that go wrong, the hardships that we're experiencing. So no matter what, whether what you're experiencing is taking you to a place of deep vulnerability, it's opening you up and letting you let go of pretending to be strong or pretending to have it all together, pretending like you got to do it by yourself, you can actually be so plugged into spirit in that moment. Or you can fully let go of the act and feel that deepness within yourself. You can remember that strength that you can have, that you've already done this before, that you've been doing this for lifetimes before, that the challenge that you've been presented is something that you chose, that a part of your soul is 100% ready and willing to be in the experience of this challenge. So regardless, the shit that we're going through is actually a beautiful segue into where we're on the way to. And so I encourage whatever it is that you're going through, because there's literally no way that, you know, there's nothing going on in your life that isn't creating a little bit of tension or a little bit of like discomfort or questioning. If there isn't, then maybe there is a piece of your life that you need to look into. What is comfortably stagnant? And then when that piece arises, whatever that point in your life is that maybe has a bit of a hold on you, just simply being with that, saying that I've chosen this challenge. I am with this experience. I am 100% ready for the journey of this experience. And to allow that to be the season of your life, it obviously is not a defining part of who you are, but it is 100% has an equal part of your life and equal value than all the successes and all the wins that we contain. Because all these external landmarks or benchmarks of success that we receive, they're just temporary highs. They make us feel good for a moment, but the art of this feminine, the feminine, really, the experience of the feminine in this lifetime is not simply just like living off the highs of the good things that show up. Of course, those moments are beautiful, but the feminine is being able to find bliss, being able to make art, being able to simply play in everything that's happening, in the in-between moments of where you are to where you're going. How are you in this place of pleasure? How are you actually in the experience of your life? And you're no longer relying on good things to happen or reaching a certain point to feel good. You're trusting that your entire experience has opportunity to feel good. And even in the shit, even that is a gateway to more.